You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hakamadi Ant C, and you are joining us for our All Elite Wrestling Revolution 2024 official recap video. Revolution was from Greensboro, North Carolina, and it was the last match of Sting's illustrious career. And to kick off Revolution, we have the TNT Championship on the line. The champion Christian Cage with Nick Wayne, Killswitch, and Mama Wayne taking on Daniel Garcia for the title. During the match, Nick Wayne drops Daniel across the ropes, and Christian lands a Killswitch. So Nick drops Daniel Garcia across the ropes. Christian lands a Killswitch to Daniel, and Christian retains his championship, of course, with some help from Nick Wayne. I gave this match a 6 out of 10. It could have been better, but it was a decent opener. Next, the Continental Crown is on the line. The champion Eddie Kingston defending against Bryan Danielson. Another decent match to have on the show. Kingston slaps Danielson with strikes, nails a clothesline, and a sit-out powerbomb. And Eddie Kingston retains the Continental Crown. And after the match, Bryan Danielson shakes hands with Eddie Kingston. Decent match. I give it a 7 out of 10. Could have been better. Next, we have the 8-man match with Hook versus Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, Magnus, Brian Cage, Wardlow, Dante Martin, and Chris Jericho. And the winner of this match is Wardlow after he hits a powerbomb to Dante Martin, and Wardlow gets a number one contendership for the AEW Championship. I gave the match a 5 out of 10. Could have been better. Next, the AEW International Championship is on the line. The International Champion Orange Cassidy defending against Roderick Strong with Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. This is a great, great match. One of my favorite matches on the card. Roderick Strong is one of my favorites here. But Strong gets the win after nailing 3 backbreakers and a strong bomb to become the new AEW International Champion. I gave that match an 8 out of 10. After the match, Kyle O'Reilly returns. Roderick offers him a shirt, and then O'Reilly whispers something in Strong's ear and leaves. Great return for Kyle O'Reilly. What does this mean? Will he join the Undisputed Kingdom? We'll find out. Next, we have Jon Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli against FTR. This was an amazing tag match with a lot of action. Claudio nails a neutralizer, and Moxley applies a sleeper, and the Blackpool Combat Club get the victory. Another great match on this card. I gave it an 8 out of 10. Both of these tag teams looked great. Next, the AEW Women's Championship is on the line. The champion, Timeless Toni Storm, with Luther and Mariah May, taking on the virtuosa Deonna Purrazzo. And Mariah May comes out dressed up like the old school version of Toni Storm. Toni gets the win after a pile driver to retain the AEW Women's Championship. Decent match between these two, but I gave it a 5 out of 10. Could have gone longer and could have been better. Next, the match of the night, Konosuke Takeshita versus Will Ospreay. An amazing match. Definitely check this one out. Ospreay lands the hidden blade, and he gets a 3-count victory over Takeshita. I gave this match a 9 out of 10, and I definitely recommend you going back and checking it out. After the match, Ospreay and Takeshita bow to each other. Kyle Fletcher comes out, and he hugs Ospreay. Next, we have the AEW Championship on the line in a triple threat match. Champion Samoa Joe defending against Swerve Strickland and Adam Page. As I said, we're on our main event. AEW champion Samoa Joe defeating Swerve Strickland and Adam Page after he applies a sleeper on Page and Page taps out. Of course, the announcers are making it as if Page tapped out so Swerve wouldn't get the win. Possibly. We've made it to our main event of Revolution. We have the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat come out. The tag team title is on the line. The champions Darby Allin and Sting defending against the Young Bucks. And in a great match, we saw a moment where Darby Allin does a swanton bomb off a ladder through a glass plate. His back looked terrible, but the end comes after Sting hits a Scorpion Death Drop to Matt Jackson. Darby hits a coffin drop, and then Sting applies a Scorpion Deathlock to Jackson, and Sting and Darby get the win. I gave that match a 7 out of 10. After Sting grabs a microphone, he thanks the fans. A cool moment from this match was in the opening when Sting has his two sons come out dressed up like his past. Very cool stuff here at Revolution. Great action all the way. All in all, I give this pay-per-view an 8 out of 10. The match of the night was Ospreay versus Takeshita, but FTR and Blackpool Combat Club, Strong versus Cassidy, all those matches were good. The triple threat match to the title match could have been a bit better, but all in all, Revolution was great. Our next AEW pay-per-view will be coming in April called Dynasty. I'm excited for that. Until next time, we're going to be covering Dynamite and Collision. Stay safe and stay uncensored.